Welcome to Destination East County with your host, Rebecca Williamson.
And Leon Thompson, bringing you the top festivals, events, and attractions across East County
each week.
This week's Destination East County includes a Madrigal concert, a Butterfly Festival, a Blues Fest, Wild in the Country, a Laurel and Hardy Wacky West Film Night, and more.
Plus, we'll have previews of coming attractions, including the Ramona Rodeo, Santee Street Fair, theater performances, a Flag Day Parade, and America on Main Street.
So stay tuned for all of these events and much, much more. The San Diego Madrigal Singers will perform Love in Springtime, a concert at the Kroc Center Theater Rotunda on Friday, May 13th at 7 p.m. Is love something worth dying for or just an afternoon delight? Find out what Renaissance composers thought about love and lovers and how centuries haven't changed man's attitude towards the most basic human expression. For more information or tickets, you can visit sdmadrigalsingers.org.
Lamplighters Community Theater in La Mesa presents Neil Simon's popular comedy drama, Chapter 2, about a recent widower encouraged by his younger brother to start dating again. It's a bumpy road to dreamland. The production takes stage opening Friday, May 13th, and running until Sunday, June 12th. For tickets, full show schedule, and details, you can visit lamplighterslamesa.com.
You're invited to a party to benefit the Alpine Community Center on Friday, May 13th from 6 to 10 p.m. This event includes a ribeye steak dinner, art show, live jazz, blues, and swing music by Chet and the Committee, hosted by the Alpine Community Center and co-sponsored by the Alpine Mountain Empire Chamber of Commerce. For tickets, you can call 619-445-7330.
The Water Conservation Garden at Cuyamaca College in El Cajon invites the public to its third annual Butterfly Festival on Saturday, May 14th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The event marks the start of butterfly season, including the exhibit of up to a dozen native butterfly species that will be on display through July 31st. The festival on May 14th highlights the important role these insects play in our ecosystem, as well as how visitors can attract and support butterflies in their home gardens using drought-tolerant plants. A large selection of native milkweed plants will be on sale. Festival activities will include tours of the Butterfly Pavilion, Butterfly Discovery Lab, workshops, live music, food, crafts, and jewelry by local artisans. Children are encouraged to dress as a caterpillar or their favorite winged pollinator for a pollinator party at 11:30 a.m. For details, visit thegarden.org.
The Kumba Hot Springs Blues Festival on May 14th from 1 to 8 p.m. will feature blues, brews, and barbecue. You can also enjoy live music by talented musicians from across our region, plus vendors, kids' activities, and an art council raffle. This event in downtown Hakumba is hosted by the Hakumba Arts Council and Hakumba Hot Springs Spa and Resort.
The Magnolia Science Academy and Grossmont College will be co-hosting the San Diego STEAM, that's Science, Technology, Engineering, Art, and Math Expo, on Saturday, May 14th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Grossmont College. The event will feature bottle rockets building and launching with the Chemistry Department from Grossmont College, hands-on science and robotics demonstrations with students from Magnolia Science Academy, theater and band performances by MSA students, an interactive experiment with math, science, art and history displays, and more.
Young Actors Theater in Spring Valley continues its presentation of Once Upon a Mattress that runs through May 14th. This musical production is based on the Hans Christian Andersen classic tale, The Princess and the Pea. For tickets and details, you can visit yatsandiego.org.
Lions, Tigers, and Bears invites you to Wild in the Country, a benefit event to support the Exotic Animal Rescue Facility in Alpine. The event will take place on May 14th from 3 until 7 p.m. and will feature a catered dinner, cocktails, an optional Feed a Wild One experience, visit with big cats and bears, plus a silent auction with prizes including an African safari. For more information or tickets, you can visit lionstigersandbears.org.
The San Diego Laurel and Hardy Group, Saps at Sea Tent, will present Laurel and Hardy Wacky Western Night on Saturday, May 14th at Trinity Church in Spring Valley. The doors open at 6:30 with showtime at 7 p.m. The program includes such cinematic gems as a car-punching cartoon, West of Hot Dog, The Last Chance Saloon, Horse Collars, and Way Out West. You can also savor barbecue beans and cornbread during intermission. For more information, you can visit sapsatsea.com. Now, for a preview of coming attractions.
The Ramona Rodeo takes place May 19th through 22nd, along with other activities, including a parade down Main Street on the 21st and dancing to the country band Patrick Howard Trampas on the 20th and 21st after the rodeo. There's also a slack rodeo performance on the 19th, as well as a kids' day on the 22nd, featuring the youngest cowboys and cowgirls riding sheep in a mutton-busting competition. Adult rodeo events include bull riding, bareback riding, barrel racing, and tie-down competition, steer wrestling, and more. Winners may advance to the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association National Rodeo Championships. For tickets and details, you can visit RamonaRodeo.net.
The City of El Cajon invites you to bring the family to its fun patriotic event, America on Main Street. This year's event has the theme, The Beach Comes East, and will be held on Saturday, May 21st from noon to 8 p.m., coinciding with National Armed Forces Day. Festivities include three stages with live entertainment, a Ferris wheel, food booths, a chili cook-off featuring police versus firefighters, arts and crafts, and a petting zoo. For details, you can go to AmericaOnMainStreet.org.
You're invited to celebrate Older Americans Month with singing, dancing, and comedy by the Rhinestone Grannies. They will be giving a lively and hilarious performance at the El Cajon Library in downtown El Cajon on Sunday, May 22nd at 2 p.m.
Lake Jennings will hold its long-awaited catfish opener on Friday, May 27th. The lake will open at 4 p.m. instead of the usual 6 a.m., and it will close at midnight. 2,000 pounds of catfish will be stocked for this special event. You're invited to come drop a line and try to catch a whopper. A full-size lantern is required for each party after 8 p.m., and boats are first come, first serve. For more information, you can visit lakejennings.org.
Croc Kids Junior Theater presents Peter Pan Jr. on May 27th and 28th at 7 p.m., plus a 2 p.m. matinee on May 29th. Peter Pan Jr. is a modern version of the timeless tale about a boy who wouldn't grow up with no flying required. The score includes new arrangements of classic Disney songs and a story featuring one rousing adventure after another. Wendy Darling loves to tell stories to her brothers, Michael and John. But when her father announces she must move out of the nursery, Peter Pan comes to visit the children and whisk them away to Neverland. Their journey introduces them to the Lost Boys, mermaids, Indians, and even the infamous pirate Captain Hook. It's Peter to the rescue when Wendy is taken captive by the dreaded captain, who has his own sinister plans in mind for our hero. For tickets and more information, check sdcroccenter.org. Croc is spelled K-R-O-C, and click the calendar section.
The Santee Street Fair at Craft Brew Festival draws over 30,000 visitors each year with patriotic fun for the whole family. The 8th annual festival will be on Saturday, May 28th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Riverview Parkway and Town Center Parkway in Santee. This festival will feature local breweries and honor the military on the Heroes stage. Festival highlights include a craft beer festival, live music and entertainment, a crafter row and artist alley, over 300 food and vendor booths, carnival rides, and games for the family. For details or tickets, you can visit SanteeStreetFair.com.
The Mission Trails Regional Park Foundation welcomes acclaimed musician Gregory Page, performing his one-man show on Sunday, May 29, 2016, from 3 until 4 p.m. at Mission Trails Regional Park's Visitor Center in San Diego. You're invited to rewind to a bygone era with an afternoon of enduring, enchanting, and entertaining music by Gregory Page, a London-born croonador. That's a crooner plus troubadour and recording artist. The Gregory Page songbook has been featured in film, on television, the BBC, and NPR's Prairie Home Companion. He is an international touring artist and has performed his one-man show in Europe to critical and popular acclaim. For more information, visit mtrp.org.
The California Old Time Fiddlers Association invites you to the Julian Fiddlin' Pickin' Contest on Saturday and Sunday, June 4th and 5th, plus a Saturday night performance by two-time national fiddle champions. There's also a warm-up workshop on Friday, June 3rd, led by a national grand fiddle champion. Whether you're a fiddler, picker, or just a spectator, there's plenty of fun in Julian with jamming throughout town during the contest weekend. If you play, you're encouraged to bring yourself and your instrument and be prepared to smile all day and all night long. For a full schedule and details, you can visit sandiegofiddler.org.
The city of La Mesa shows its patriotic spirit with the La Mesa Flag Day Parade on Saturday, June 4th. This annual community-supported event is held along La Mesa Boulevard through the downtown village. This year's theme is Salute to Old Glory, and the Grand Marshal will be Cabrillo National Park in honor of the National Park Service's 100th anniversary. Pre-parade concerts start at 9 a.m. featuring local middle school bands. The parade rolls out at 10 a.m. Afterwards, a community ice cream social will be held at La Mesa Boulevard and 4th Street. For more information, you can visit the City of La Mesa's website at cityoflamesa.com.
The La Mesa Chamber of Commerce will host its 8th annual Taste of La Mesa on Monday, June 6th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the La Mesa Community Center. You're invited to bring your appetite and sample fare from many local restaurants as well as other food providers. Early bird rates are in effect through May 31st, and for tickets or reservations, you can visit lamesachamber.com.
Christian Youth Theater will present the 9th annual San Diego Follies Time Warp on June 16th through June 19th on the Helix Main Stage Theater at Helix High School in La Mesa. The musical review's spectacle features dazzling costumes, scenery, and lighting. This year's Time Warp show will feature hilarious skits, musical numbers, flashy dancing, and a live band. For tickets, visit cytsandiego.org.
The City of La Mesa's Family Fun Outdoor Concerts at 6 series will be held once again in Harry Griffin Park this year behind Grossmont High School each Sunday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. The series opens on June 12th and runs through July 24th. For the season opener, the San Diego Concert Band will be performing. Other musical entertainment through the season will include Rhythm and the Method, Jazz West, Sonic Epidemic, Silver Mine, and the Big Band Ambassadors.
Movies and More by the Lake presents Lights, Camera, Beagle, the Peanuts movie on Friday, June 24th from 6 p.m. to approximately 9:30 p.m. at Santee Lakes. The cast of Young Actors Theater will perform songs from the movie, plus check out Lucy's psychiatric booth and batting practice on an inflatable batting cage. There will also be food, games, and plenty of fun. For more information, you can visit santeelakes.com.
That's all for this week. You can find details on all of these events and more on our calendar and in our festivals and events section online at eastcountymagazine.org.
If you have an event you'd like added to our calendar, or if you would like to sponsor the Destination East County column on our website, or the Destination East County show on KNSJ Radio, you can contact editor at eastcountymagazine.org. Destination East County is the most read feature on our website.
We'll be back next week with more festivals, events, and attractions here in San Diego's East County.
See you around, East County.